Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft.
David Clayton, a former Royal Air Force engineer and expert on crop circles and cattle mutilations, claims the MI5, the United Kingdom equivalent of the CIA, has been faking crop circles to discredit legitimate British researchers. A large portion of the crop circles we see today and since the early 1990s are man-made hoaxes, according to Clayton. He can separate the hoaxes from the legitimate crop circles by the way they were made. The fakes are generally made with boards and ropes, leaving the crops crushed. The real ones are alleged to happen when the crops are found altered by heat or a burning energy source. Clayton told UFO Truth magazine at their international annual conference about the sinister plot by the Men in Black to ensure that the truth is never revealed. Although he lacks any hard evidence or declassified documents relating to these claims, he said MI5s were paying people to fake crop circles and muddy the waters. So have you heard the news from NASA? They say the moon landing tapes got erased. The original recordings of the first humans landing on the moon 40 years ago were erased and reused, but newly restored copies of the original broadcast look even better, so says NASA. NASA released the first glimpses of a complete digital makeover of the original landing footage that clarifies the blurry and grainy images of Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walking on the surface of the moon. The full set of recordings that were cleaned up by Burbank, California-based Lowry Digital were released this month. NASA admitted in 2006 that no one could find the original video recordings of the July 20, 1969 landing. Since then, Richard Nasgier, an engineer at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, who oversaw television processing at the ground tracking sites during the Apollo 11 mission, has been looking for them. The good news is he found where they went. The bad news is they were part of a batch of 200,000 tapes that were degaussed, magnetically erased, and reused to save money. He says there may be some unofficial copies of the original broadcast out there somewhere that were taken from a NASA video switching center in Sydney, Australia. He says these tapes are just not in the system, and they're certainly open to finding them. Of course, many conspiracy theorists say they never existed at all.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
A scientist in Russia has reportedly injected himself with an ancient bacteria in hopes to find the key to prolonged human life. In 2009, Anatoly Broshkov, head of the Department of Geocryology at Moscow State University, discovered a 3.5-million-year-old bacterial organism. It was still alive in layers of permafrost at a site known as the Mammoth Mounter, located in Siberia. Brushkov went against protocol in what many researchers would deem irresponsible at best, and what any fan of the X-Files might find cringeworthy. Puzzled by the organism's longevity, curiosity got the best of him, so Brushkov decided to go ahead and inject himself with the Bacillus F in advance of further research. The good news, it sounds as though he has no regrets. He said he started to work longer. He said he hasn't had the flu for 2 years. He does say it still needs further research. They need to find the mechanism, how that bacteria prevents aging. He claims that animals in the lab are also healthier and reproducing at an older age. He asserts that in this world exist immortal bacteria, immortal beings. They cannot die. To be more precise, they can protect themselves. He says our cells are unable to protect themselves from damage. These bacteria cells are able to protect themselves. So, what do you think? Should scientists experiment on themselves or seek first to understand these things through proper research processes? Movies such as The Fly and The Nutty Professor come to mind. Should we pause on this bold claim until further peer-reviewed journals are available? Tell us what you think at darkmatternews.com and read the full article.
I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.